Since the early 1950s, prisoners began being housed in what was once a remote location out in Draper. Now, with rapid population growth, House Majority Whip Greg Hughes and others want to move the prison to a less populated area.
The two counties, Utah County and Salt Lake County, are kind of converging at the point of the mountain with this large prison penitentiary in its way.
Hughes was the sponsor of HB 445, a bill that passed during the legislative session allowing a board to come together and look at the planning options from a variety of developers for the area. That panel is now being put together, and if they like what they see, those ideas will be passed on to the governor.
Hopefully there will be a large group of interested parties that will come together and present plans, and these group of stakeholders will look at it and see if it's actually the right time to move the prison.
Nearly 4,500 inmates are housed in the 680-acre facility, and the cost to move the prison somewhere else would be nearly $500 million. But Hughes says if the land is developed properly and the new prison is built efficiently, the move could end up being beneficial to taxpayers. Utah Department of Corrections spokesman Steve Gerke agrees with Hughes that a lot of money going into the Draper prison could be saved with a newer, more efficient facility. But he says there are also downsides to moving the prison out of a populated area.
There's actually about 1,500 volunteers who come out to the Draper site and provide services to offenders here. Obviously, a lot of those are located along the Wasatch Front. So if you move it out somewhere where it's inconvenient for them to come, we may actually lose some of that volunteer base. Also, there's just the fact that it's a convenience for employees.
The Department of Corrections has not taken an official position on the move. Anything that gets passed by the board must then get approved by the governor, who has said the new prison must be in the taxpayers' best interest. If all of that happens, the most talked about site has been in Tooele. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.